Hello, my name is Rem TGM.
And I'm BCA.
And I'm Super Mega Man 10.
And I'm Sir Cheezer.
And welcome to Memes Throughout the Ages.
Guess who's back?
No.
Back again.
No.
Ah, get it?
No.
That's a reference.
No, you don't get to Fortnite.
We had to restart this episode like 3 times.
We have, but... but guess what? We're here and we're ready to do the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. We've got a meme. Like always, I'd be... We do, if you haven't guessed. We've got the tech
word that started with T for a second, and I was about to scream.
We've got Sir Cheezer, the technical foul guy, back again here with us. Second time this season, second time on the podcast. Again, the mic quality will not be great with Sir Cheezer because he is on Discord on another phone, so it's not going to be as good as... It's not gonna be. This is like this is turning into your like ninja low taper fade. You need to calm down here. You're gonna be, in 5 years time, you're gonna be talking about how this was the greatest moment in MTTA history. All right, Sir Cheezer, what is our meme for today? Chris Chan, all right, Chris Chan. What a man, am I right, man? What am I hearing in my ears? I'm just hearing a bunch of yapping right now. It's like a TF2 bot. I don't really know what I'm hearing. My dog's barking, so I'm getting that too. That's real fun. I don't even know what I'm hearing. I can't hear anything. My dog's barking. And, I mean, Sir Cheezer might as well be barking.
Sucks. Oh my god.
All right, Chris Chan is formerly known as, also known as Christian Weston Chandler, is a YouTube vlogger. I forgot he did that.
He transitioned.
Oh my god. Imagine if Ninja had a low taper fade, am I right? Alright, so.
It's not that funny. It's not that funny.
Chris Chan did a lot of vlogs back in the day. He was also the creator of the webcomic Sonichu.
I love Sonichu.
Which I actually own a copy of.
You got the physical one, right?
Yeah. You gave him
Yeah.
I don't think he actually made it.
Oh,
I think it was someone on Etsy who put it together, I think.
Wait, that's awesome.
Oh, no, he's got other stuff, like the Sonichu medallion.
Wait.
It's got a certificate of authenticity.
Huh?
Mr. Cheezer.
Yeah.
Did you buy it off his website?
No, I bought it from Etsy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there we go, thank God. I was worried for a minute there. Thought you gave this man money. Jesus. All right. So he's been doing this since around late 2007. Maybe he should...
He's been doing this longer than we've been alive.
Maybe he should stop. You know?
He doesn't even like make comics anymore. He says he's too lazy.
Well, that's true. I can explain that one.
Okay, no, we are not going to bring this onto the MTTA podcast. All right, Listen, bro. Chris Chan.
I mean, he's a bad.
Chris Chan should just be referred to as a thing.
You know what? That's actually a good idea. Let's refer to him as a thing, because he's not really a human.
I'm not trying to be offensive either.
But
like,
I'm only human.
But he's an awful guy.
Yeah, he's not a great person.
This is a thing. This isn't a person.
There's more machine than man.
Oh, right, that's a reference. Alright, so Chandler, the thing became a trolling target by the encyclopedia.
You actually just called everyone.
By the Encyclopedia Dramatica 4chan. Oh, more like Encyclopedia Wastelandica from Epic Mickey 2. Yeah. So on the Encyclopedia Dramatica 4chan and Kiwi Farms, he was mocked for his artwork and online behavior. And in late July of 2021, Chandler went viral online for the controversy involving him and his mother. We're just going to leave that there.
You can just Google that if you want to learn more about it. Look up Chris Chan controversy.
Yes, and now this.
Say it again.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that for me, Sir Cheezer? I really got that. Thanks. All right.
Great. I understood all of that.
This episode's going to be structured a little bit differently, since the history of Chris Chan is quite deep. You can't really just go over it with the description.
Oh yeah, he's very documented.
He is
the. We've had information on him from almost every single year since his discovery online.
Yeah,
we know the exact time he spotted in 2011.
Yeah, he won.
We know every time he spotted
when he was a child. He won. This thing, and he got to go on a shopping spree at a toy store.
Oh yeah, he did. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
that's how far his.
Yeah, we have stuff about him all the way from when he was a child.
It's insane. Maybe.
Yeah, Freddy Fazbear holding Christian and he called himself Christian.
Freddy Fazbear.
He was at a mall. Christmas.
So, all right, Christian, the thing. He got his new name because. A bear at a mall called him by the wrong name. And he said that the teddy bear was sent by God. He's not all there.
Oh, really? Really? He's not all there.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He's a little crazy.
Alright. Well, real quick. Alright. I'm gonna quickly talk about Sonichu, then we'll have. Actually, no, BCA, can you tell us about Sonichu?
Yeah.
Alright.
Alright, so. I've known about Sonichu for 5 years now.
We got an OG here, not a new gen.
Yeah, I discovered it from Dumbsville, and then I asked Dumbsville if he'd make it. I actually got to. Where is it? Go up.
You got to what?
Alright, there. I spoke to Dumbsville.
You did? What? When?
I joined one of his lives one time. Dumbsville's a YouTuber I watch, by the way. And I asked him if he'd ever make another Sonichu video, and he's like, no.
Wait, did you comment, or did you like...
He read my comment. Read my name on stream. I could... The live is saved. I could find it. But,
it would take a lot of work, but...
Probably, but anyway. While attending college, Chandler was expelled for a year after attempting to find a woman by posting signs in public places.
Wow.
Over the course of this explosion, Chandler began work on the first issue of Sonichu, completing it on March of 2005. Although it originally focused on Sonichu and Rosachu characters, which is like Sonic and
Pikachu and Pokemon. Yeah. Sonic the Pokemon.
Yep. I hate this. The comic eventually turned focus towards her life, because Chris Chan cannot go a day without making something about himself.
Can Chris Chan just, like... I'm not telling him to, like, die. I'm just telling him to, like,
can
not
just get
be
off
a...
the internet?
Exactly.
Can you, like... Can you just, like, go away?
Don't be a public figure, ever.
I don't want... I don't think anyone wants that here.
Go live in a cave or something. Like, I... away from me.
His cave?
Oh, he probably knows a lot about those. All right.
Okay.
Super Mega Man 10, can you please tell us about his discovery on 4chan?
Gladly. Although the thing had an online presence since at least 1999, Chandler was not targeted by 4chan until 2007, when a drawing of Sonichu was posted on the image board.
Dude, 4chan is scary.
It was in pixels.
What?
That was mentioned in pixels.
Wait, 4chan was mentioned in pixels?
Yes.
So the way he made Sonic...
The character played by Josh Gad was explaining something to the character of Adam Sandler, and he said something about, like, trying to search things up on 4chan.
Oh, is that the guy that was in love with the...
Yeah, I figured.
Sonichu was made because Chris Chan was doing like an album cover for like a school project, and he couldn't use copyrighted characters, so he combined Pikachu and Sonic to make Sonichu.
So the ultimate copyright strike.
It's his band called Christian and the Hedgehog Boys.
Your band.
Chandler's comic website and YouTube channel were subsequently discovered. Chandler subsequently uploaded a video addressing her the thing new followers, informing that the thing is a high fictional autistic.
This isn't a diss towards autistic people. Like, we literally have an autistic member on the podcast.
Right here.
Yeah, Mega Man is autistic, and, you know, I love him. He's my brother, yeah. So...
Why so did he subsequently...
Chris Chan is very autistic.
Not in a mean way.
Like, he's just very autistic. He says he's high-functioning.
He has autistic tendencies.
Yeah.
Why was subsequently, like, used twice next to each other?
Because
Fortnite, I guess. I don't know.
Should I read about Megan Schroeder? Adam Steakhouse?
Oh my god, okay.
Should I read about that part?
Okay, so all the lore with Megan Schroeder and Adam Steakhouse goes so deep.
Who is Adam Steakhouse?
I'm going to explain this. How long is this?
Yeah, please.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to explain all of that. And maybe the Clyde Clash saga.
Oh my god.
And maybe Blue Spike.
Okay. A lot of these people we actually cannot talk about.
BCA, you seem to know a lot about Chris Chan here. Can you tell us...
Peter does too. It's also not Adam Steakhouse, it's Adam Stackhouse.
Oh, my bad.
I'm gonna make it.
No, don't use low power mode, then that's gonna drain it faster. It drains the battery faster.
Okay. Shh.
I need
BCA and Sir Cheezer to tell us who we can talk about and who we can't talk about.
Okay, so let me just... We cannot talk about Blue Spike at all.
Alright, good to know.
He did something... that not even the other trolls approved of. You like you know it's bad when the people that were raiding his house don't approve of something. Okay, so
you gotta turn on full power mode for.
No, you don't. Alright, anyway. I can probably talk about Megan a little. Let me just start this real quick. Alright, so Megan Schroeder was a real life friend of Chandler's whom she had met. Okay, Cheezer, can I please talk? Thank you. Who she had met had in 2005. In 2007, Chandler entered the Chop Chop Master Onions Rap Showdown, which was a Parappa the Rapper thing.
Oh.
Yeah, he was one of the top contestants, by the way.
No way. I refuse to believe that.
But guess how? By creating hundreds of fake accounts to go upvote his... anyway. So it was a contest promoting the Parappa the Rapper thing. The PlayStation Portable version, to be more exact. And
the rapper
kinda
goes hard.
Parappa has a lot of experience with Parappa the Rapper.
Oh, Parappa. Oh my god, what a peak series. Parappa the Rapper, more like crack, Pappy
crack,
Rappy.
Crack the egg into the bowl.
Crack, crack, crack. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just wanted to strangle that chicken to death. Oh my god.
Yeah, Rem did not like that level.
Wait, what about that fake one?
What?
I can't.
Why do I hear...
That's a
sound... Oh, it's a Discord soundboard.
I slammed my...
Okay, dude, okay. Adam Stackhouse had, this is another person, created an entry with his sister, which ultimately won first place, and then Christian got really mad at him for winning. And then made a bunch of videos trying to insult him. Okay. There's a lot of people that have been in Chris Chan's life. A lot of them have just been fake girlfriend trolls.
All right. We're gonna skip over all. I'm gonna quickly name people who are big parts of his life, and then we'll move on. So yeah. We got Megan Schroeder and Adam Stackhouse. Then we've got Bianca and Jimmy Hill. Then there was Clyde Cash.
There's Kaisenat.
There was Blue Spike and Julie.
Blue Spike was the very bad one.
Yeah. Then there was Ivy.
Please stop.
Then there was Liquid Chris and Casey.
Oh my. Okay. Wait. I need to talk about Liquid Chris.
Okay.
Okay, wait, Mr. Cheezer, you talk some about him.
Alright, so talking about, Liquid Chris. So, I just told about, like, what he is today. He actually became, like, a medical doctor.
Oh, wow.
A medical doctor?
Yeah, he become, like, really sick.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Solid Chris is, he's not the real Christian. Liquid Chris is real.
Yeah, so the whole thing about Liquid Chris is the real Chris Chan is, so around the time that Chris Chan started getting popular, Liquid Chris had made his account, and he claimed to be the real Chris Chan, and then everybody just decided to run with it, and then everyone started calling Chris Chan the fake Chris Chan.
Oh my god.
And he started getting really... And so everyone started calling the real Chris Chan, which was the one that we're talking about in this episode, Solid Chris. And then the other Chris Chan, which is Liquid Chris, was named Liquid. Liquid Chris claimed that Chris Chan had stolen his idea of Sonichu. And then Liquid Chris made his own medallion.
Oh my god.
And claimed it was the real authentic Sonichu medallion. And then Chris Chan, the real one, made an entire video on how the medallion is fake because he used Play-Doh. and not Crayola model magic. Yeah. And then a bunch of people pretending to be Reggie and Nintendo started contacting Chris Chan. Add Sonichu and Rosichu to Animal Crossing.
Oh my god. He would have been so... I can't even imagine how mad he was.
He made an entire advertisement on his wiki page, too. He was like, Sonichu and Rosichu coming to Animal Crossing.
Oh my god. Oh my, this is not the... This is...
Anyway, I'm having way too much fun with this, so we have to move on.
Yeah. And before we move on, I have one thing to say to you all.
What?
I already showed you this, BCA. But we could be getting a TF2 collaboration.
See, Mega Man, that picture came from the same guy that said that young Sheldon was confirmed in Fortnite. So I think you might want to take a step back. That's not exactly reliable information right there.
Well, in the background, you could see Luffy.
Hey, it's a popular anime character. Hey, it's a popular anime character.
What am I hearing? He was so cut off.
Okay, anyway.
And there's also Asper Chew.
What? Okay, wait, listen. Asper Chew was Sonichu but with Asperger's. Okay, no, this isn't us making fun of people with Asperger's. This is like,
it's
this
so
is like
dumb.
How absurd this is.
It's so dumb. Alright, and then there was there.
Okay, but search user, we're trying to continue with
the episode. Talk about
okay.
Then there was CWCIpedia.
That is Wikipedia.
That's Wikipedia.
That is his Wikipedia, the quickie.
Yeah, quickie.
Why
it's
would he
called the, it's called the quickie?
Kristen Weston Chandler. God damn it.
You wanna know what he named his fictional town? Quickville.
Okay. And then there was the Surf Shack Tito.
Oh yeah. Tito from Surf Shack, yeah.
In Quick Exile.
I forgot who that is.
And there's Jackie and Tom Girl. And there was also Gameplace.
Oh, okay. The Gameplace is a place. Like, it's an actual...
That was owned by Michael Schneider.
You can't read my poker face.
You see poker face.
Hey.
And then we finally got here to talk about the documentary on February 2nd.
Sir Cheezer,
stop saying.
I'm just gonna have to say this. Like, we're trying to record the podcast. We can't just have you saying random things in the background because
unless you have something to say, don't say anything.
Okay, that's not entirely true because we say like scary
yeah, we do that all, like, the all the time. I don't.
Anyway, continue, Ron.
All right. So on February 2nd, 2015, Jesus Christ, YouTuber Sachumo uploaded a video titled "Chris Chan Documentary," which was the chronicalization of his life, not the YouTuber's life, Chris Chan's life. And within 2 years, the video gained over 1.8 million views and 9,000 comments. And I'm pretty sure this is made by the guy who keeps updating it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a dude on YouTube whose entire channel is just dedicated to this. Oh my god. My alarm went off and the Luigi's Mansion theme just started playing. So I'm eating some bread. His entire channel is dedicated to documenting Chris Chan's life.
That must be so sad. I couldn't imagine just doing that.
The most recent Chris Chan sighting was him at BronyCon.
Well, what about the... Yeah,
of course he's a brony, too.
That was after the Target one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Where are you going? To the brony convention in Liechtenstein. Where do you think I'm going?
What?
That's a line...
It's the gumball.
Yeah.
BCA, can you talk about the Patreon?
Patreon?
Jesus Christ, Patreon. I can't speak.
Hold on. Where is it?
Oh, I don't know.
PewDiePie made a video on him. What? Alright, anyway. In June 2017, Chandler launched a Patreon titled Christine Reston Chandler is creating Sonichu and Rosichu official comic books and products. Can you guess what happened?
Didn't happen.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
And, on October 9th, Chandler uploaded a video discussing the Patreon page, and as of November 2017, the Patreon collects $610 per month from 27 patrons.
Who are those 27 people?
Hey, if one of you are watching this video, check your email. Check your email. Stop giving him money.
What if
I'm pretty sure it auto? I'm pretty sure it auto pledges. So check your email.
What if it's just him donating to himself to make it look like he has supporters?
No, but it isn't because he's keeping a stable income.
Oh, that's true.
Somehow
$610 a month though. That's kind of.
Yeah, that's like not much. But do you really think he's doing much?
That's true.
Like, I think the thing he.
I mean, he talks about buying games.
Actually, okay, wait, no. I'm not even gonna... That didn't even make any sense. Like, does he do much? Yes, he bought himself a Switch pretty recently.
Yeah, and he was buying games for it.
Yeah. He's taking the money and then not fulfilling promises. He's not a good person. Everything we say that makes fun of him is completely okay. Yeah. Because this guy has been proven not to be a good person again and again.
Alright, Super Mega Man 10, can you please tell us about the PewDiePie video? This is my first
time. I didn't even know that.
Yes, PewDiePie let me just find that information. Give me one moment.
So, like, oh, also, Chris Chan said that he doesn't know what Skibbity Toilet is. I've never heard of... I've heard of the Digital Circus. I've never heard of Skibbity Toilet.
Oh, he's lucky.
What?
Okay, I found it. On November 9th, 2017, YouTuber PewDiePie uploaded a video titled Stop Running, Sonic, in which he discusses Chandler and... he discusses Chandler and Sonichu. That day, the video was submitted to the Christian Weston Chandler form on Kiwi Farms.
I'm guessing he got roasted pretty hard.
Well, it's a PewDiePie video.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
And then right, there's, yeah, we can, there's a bunch There's a bunch more information.
Yeah, we should not talk about
any of this. Okay, so he did some things. He got released from prison because he went
somehow.
There. The charges got dropped. I don't even know.
Wasn't there, like, a huge period where,
he wasn't where, like, around for a while.
No, there was this period after his sentencing where he wasn't even arrested yet because they didn't know whether to put him in a male or female prison.
Are you serious? Did that actually happen?
Yeah, he hadn't been arrested for, like, a week after because they still had to decide on what to do with him.
Didn't he do that, like, right as he was going to get arrested specifically to...
No.
Did he not? Okay.
No, he had, like, been transitioned for a while at this point.
Because I kind of stopped, like, following the story of Chris Chan until he got arrested.
Yeah, because everyone thought it was going to end there. This thing was going to get arrested, and it was all going to be done and over. But no, he came back. He came back as Jesus from South Park.
All right, now I'm
That's not even me just saying something random.
He did.
He came back with a Jesus and Pals background.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason. Oh, and people abuse his text because Chris Chan is so dumb.
He left TTS on.
Oh, he left GIFs. People just all the time send NSFW GIFs as the donation GIF, and he doesn't even notice.
Yeah, he should probably pay more attention to that.
Really?
Anyway.
Alright, we're gonna... Jesus, my back is, like, getting spring-locked. This is so painful. Oh my god, ow.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm gonna finish it off here with the person with talking about Chris Chan's life real quick. Mm-hmm. So, Chandler was born on February 24th, 1982 in Charlottesville, Virginia. And was raised in Rutgersville, Virginia for the majority of his life. Early in the thing's life, it was diagnosed with autism, though it is not sure when exactly this took place.
We do have a little bit of information.
Oh,
so, when Christian was being babysat, his babysitter, like, locked him in, like, a room. Mm-hmm. And Christian claims that, like, caused his autism.
I don't think that's how that works.
Trapped in a room.
He was trapped in the closet. Yeah. You could say. Thank God it wasn't a new movie comics though.
Oh boy,
maybe it should have been.
No. Oh, what if there's a My Little Pony Pop with his name on?
Dude,
it?
Dude, okay,
there?
He's a brony too.
Oh, there might have
actually
been.
I have a little bit more fun facts about Chris Chan before you continue. There was a $200 bounty on Chris Chan's PS5. I'm sorry, PS3.
Why?
They would pay $200 for someone to go and destroy it. And Chris Chan actually went undercover as a troll to try and infiltrate the trolls to see what they were saying about him. And then everyone knew it was him. And he posted himself destroying the PS3 so he could collect the $200.
I'm guessing he didn't get paid.
No. He didn't even get paid. Because everyone knew it was him.
Wait, how many PS3s are there for everybody else?
But it wasn't fair for him. Say that again.
So PS3 costs like $65.
Oh, wow. Wow, that is cheap.
That's actually pretty cheap.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, like, 360 and everything. Xbox 360.
So, like, he didn't even get the money. And...
Yeah.
He didn't get the money to replace his...
What an idiot. Oh, my God.
he's also selling rocks from his front yard his website. Everyone calls... Everyone calls his house, like something called the something shrine. I forgot what the first word is, but he, like, played into the meme and is now selling rocks for, like, $20.
I'm guessing no one's buying them.
No.
Imagine if someone
I think someone did buy it. But,
wow, a singular maybe, one. Wow.
I think maybe more. I don't even know.
Okay, it's the Megan's trial.
Yeah. And so,
Wait, did you just say the Megan's shrine?
I think so.
Does that have to do with Megan Schroeder?
Maybe.
It could. Dude, do not ask questions. the first thing you're doing wrong is asking questions.
I'm trying to figure out the lore. I need to know.
And then, okay, and then one last fun fact about Chris Chan. His mother tried to run over the game store owner.
Why?
Speaking of GameStop, he sprayed a GameStop employee with, he did that.
He sprayed a GameStop employee with pepper spray.
Why?
Because he felt like it.
This is not a reason. You can't do that.
He said that he thought the GameStop employee was trying to attack him.
Why do we
even know it was the video? It was
the... Boom game. Sonic's arms are blue.
Oh, yeah, he went there.
Wait, no, you're just...
Yeah, he went there to get the Sonic Boom game, and when he started making a whole fuss about it, about Sonic's arms being blue, he was escorted out, and then he pepper sprayed a GameStop employee.
That's so dumb. Oh,
for
my God.
Just Sonic having blue arms?
Hot take, I liked Sonic Boom as a lyric.
What is wrong with you?
I thought it was fun when I was a kid.
Look, okay. Ramps. We can use these as ramps.
I mean, even back then I thought the game was bad, but you know, it was fun. It was fun, kind of.
Anyway,
a little bit, not really.
Sort of. Yeah. Those are some fun facts. Yeah. For championship.
It took the thing took interest in Sonic the Hedgehog, from the time of the earliest games that were released from the series. And he was also interested in Pokemon. And in 1994, he changed his name from Christopher to Christian.
It was in the news. It was in the paper. It was in the paper.
Why?
For just changing his name?
So, I think in some towns, it's like, kind of like a custom thing. They put when someone gets their name changed in the paper.
Well, some reason. I mean, that's a dumb name change.
Why does everybody want
to
know?
He did it. Okay, I think we said this earlier, but he changed his name to Christian because the bear at the Walmart. At the mall.
It was the mall bear.
Walmart.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that bear like changed his life.
After having it misheard by Leonard. After having it misheard by Leonard Bernstein the Leonard Bernstein Symphony Orchestra, an animatronic musical project.
Mm-hmm.
In March of 2000, Chandler created the Sonichu character after he was not allowed to use copyrighted characters in a school project. So just made like the ultimate copyrighted character.
Chris Chan actually did do stuff with his band, Christian and the Hedgehog Boys.
Who was in the band?
Just him. It was him singing over not the instrumental versions, but the entire song.
Of course he did.
But he changed the lyrics, but you could also hear the lyrics in the background because they weren't the instrumental version.
Oh my God, that's such a Chris Chan thing to do. I'm not even surprised. Instead of combining two pre-existing characters to create an original character, he created Sonichu instead. After graduating from high school, Chandler enrolled at Piedmont Virginia Community College, eventually obtaining an associate's degree in computer-aided drafting and design, which he did absolutely goddamn nothing with. And
Epics.
Yep, that is Chris Chan.
Right, and then he got arrested.
Oh yes, he did, and he got let out.
Can't even talk about.
Yep. Some That's say he should have stayed in there. I say he should have stayed in there.
I think we all think he should have stayed.
Maybe he should have stayed nowhere and just left everyone alone for the rest of forever.
No, but his is Chris Chan?
Stop singing
Chris Chan
Hell songs, please.
Wait, those are songs from Hazmed?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm saying welcome home.
Welcome.
Well, this really was a Chris. This really was Chris Chan. This was a Chris Chan.
Yeah, I think this episode was one of our most chaotic.
But guess what?
Like Team Chaotix from Skylanders.
I think you mean Sonic Heroes, buddy.
Mm, yeah,
that's what I thought.
Anyway, we'll see you all in the meme games. Goodbye.
See ya. Hello and welcome to the meme games.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the meme games part show where we play games based on this episode and episodes 4 of RemTGM. Would you like to go into further depth?
So the meme games is the part of the show where we play games based on this episode and past episodes. We have a picker wheel that we call the meme wheel with most of games that we can play on it. Whoever has the most points by the end of the season from these games wins the meme games. However, this time we have a guest, so we are going to be playing Sing It to Win It, where we will each be singing. We will each be singing to, and whoever sings the best wins. Mega Man will be our judge. Mega Man will also be singing, but he will be judging everything. We will judge Mega Man's performance. Yes. There we go. Whoever wins gets a point.
We're doing a compromise here. We're doing a compromise.
Are we?
Yes, because...
What compromise is happening here?
What compromise is this?
You're judging and I'm also judging.
No, I'm not.
You're judging my performance.
I have to.
Yeah, so it's basically a compromise.
No, it isn't.
It's not what a compromise
is. It's how the game works. It's about compromise we're playing.
That's called rules, buddy.
Okay,
then. Okay. What do you mean, okay, then?
that's what it is.
Okay, buddy.
Okay, BCA, spin the name wheel.
All right, well, let me go get it first. We have a name wheel. Well, we have a picker wheel that we call the name wheel. It has all of our names on it. And... while I'm getting it up real quick, since I'm going to be singing something relating to Family Guy, kind of, did you know that Chris Chan has an animated intro parodying the Cleveland Show? I'm sure you didn't. Why would you care about this guy? Anyway, here's all the names. Here's all the names. We're going to be spinning it to see who goes first. And I am going first.
All
right. Team games, and we're spinning again to see who goes second. Rem, you'll be going second.
Wait,
hey, let's go.
Yeah, it's
oh.
And now we're spinning one last time to see who goes third in today's meme games.
Please don't be last. Please,
you're gonna be last.
Yeah, you're gonna be last.
It's like the Time Wizard from Yu-Gi-Oh. You know where he does the thing.
Oh wait, you know about the Yu-Gi-Oh Funko Pops, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So Cheezer, you are going third, which means Mega Man will be going last, unfortunately.
Oh.
Of course Yu-Gi-Oh has Funko Pops. Of course they do.
I think everything has Funko Pops, I'm going to be honest with you.
Dude, wait, no, that's a U2's. Okay. Alright, is everyone ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I need to... Yeah, I'm going to go grab this. Walk with me. Bye-bye. Alright, so, we are at my computer, and what we're gonna do, okay, is I'm gonna go get my music, Be Interesting.
Okay.
Be Interesting like BB90.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Good morning. Hey, on this day, we are legendary.
Okay,
I forgot the rest of the lyrics.
How did you forget a Kanye song?
I'm gonna hurt you. I'm gonna drag you. That's not
just American.
I'm gonna drag you into the street and watch you get hit by a car.
No.
And then I'm gonna laugh as I take you to the hospital because all your bones.
Well, that's really kind of you, bro.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome, buddy.
Okay. All right. I have it. Is everyone ready?
Yeah. Everyone mute. Make sure.
Yes. Everyone mute. Everyone.
Make sure Sir Cheezer's muted. Everyone's muted.
Okay. That mutes us, buddy. All right. So. Hey, Sir Cheezer, mute, buddy. All right. So, the song I'm going to be singing for you guys is the American Dad theme song, because I have nothing else to sing.
Let's go.
All right. Hope you guys are ready. Good morning, USA. I have a feeling that it's gonna be a wonderful day. The sun in the sky has a smile on its face, and he's shining a salute to the American race. Oh boy, it's swell to say, good morning, USA. Good morning, USA.
That was absolutely peak. Oh my god. That brought me back to my childhood watching American Dad.
I love what were you two? That, oh my god, American Dad is old. I just realized that video was from 10 years ago.
Yeah, American Dad's an old show.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so.
What do we give it? What are you giving it, Mega Man?
Yeah, it's rating time. High mid?
Okay.
Oh, hold on. Don't start rating it. I need to go put this in here.
Okay, buddy. Okay.
Oh, Sir Cheezer, if you're muted, you can unmute. By the way. So what did you say, Mega Man? What are you rating me?
High mid.
Okay.
I'm about to say low high.
All right, low high.
Whoa, hold on. Isn't the only Mega Man vote?
Oh yeah, that's right. I only.
It's usually something out of 10.
Oh is yeah, it? It is.
Yeah, that's what I usually do.
All right, yeah, right. Go ahead.
I'm gonna give it a 9 out of 10.
Listen, if I was younger, I would have been able to hit the high notes, but I'm an old man now.
Oh yeah,
I'm an unk.
He's an uncle.
I'm an unk, as in TikTok. You guys know TikTok, right?
Speaking of, this actually has to do with Chris Chan. Sonic calls his uncle Unk.
The one that gets roboticized?
Yeah. Uncle Chuck. He calls him Uncle.
Triplets on the throne.
Alright.
It is now, I believe, it's your turn, Rem.
Yeah,
it's alright, everyone mute. Everyone mute here.
Alright. Everyone mute up. Everyone mute up. Oh, only I have to mute. Actually.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, that's true.
Yeah, so Cheezer, you're good.
Okay, you guys ready? Can I get a thumbs up? All right. Hope you guys are ready to be entertained here. This time, I'm going to be singing yet again another Kanye song, but it's from Vultures 1, which is his new album, which I've been talking about for quite a while, which became a meme because he keeps delaying it. Kanye, if you delay Vultures 2, I'm going to hurt you. It's supposed to come out next week. It better come out next week. All right. We are going to be singing Burn from Kanye's new album featuring Ty Dolla $ign.
Whoa. Burn like Ellie Goulding's song? We're gonna let it burn.
That's
burn,
a peak song, burn, too. Burn.
All right, anyway, I'll mute up.
Two peak songs. Ladies and gentlemen, this is me performing Burn by Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign. Her body like the wild west. What if you don't bow down, yeah? Riding in the wind, God bless. She's an inferno. It's a hell of a time. Burning like a candlelight. Your love is dangerous. Your love is my love is our love is. Burning like a candlelight. Your love is dangerous. Your love is entertained.
Who's not entertained by my pain? Who ain't cashed a check off my name? When my campaign turned to campaign, I burned 8 billion, take off my chains. Burn, baby, burn. Sometimes it hurts, I guess I never learned. To who it may concern, the CEO of the firm is now aware, causing firm with big worm. Man, a couple wrong turns could fire you forever, it's a permanent burn. You charge a hurry, cookie, that's bang for your buck. If you pissing on them up, you ain't charging enough. You heard how I was flying them out, they was trying for sale, I was dying to gout. Man, the world going mad, heard R. Kelly in the next Balenciaga ad. Burning like a candlelight. Your love is dangerous. Your love is my love is your love is burning like a candlelight. Your love is dangerous. Your love is my love is our love is karate like the wild wild west. What if you don't bow down yet? Riding in the wind, God bless. She's an inferno. It's a hell of a time.
There we go.
All right. Good job, Rem.
All right. Thanks.
All right, Mega Man.
R. Kelly was mentioned in that song. That's a reference.
To why did he mention R. Kelly?
Because R. Kelly's going to be in the next Balenciaga ad, apparently.
What? I thought he was in jail.
Not anymore, I guess. I don't
know. How?
Alrighty.
It was confirmed.
Well, I guess that means we're getting more trapped in the closet, baby.
Oh,
I'm ready.
I want you to be trapped in the jail cell.
I don't. Then we don't get trapped in the closet.
Okay.
I'm going to rate this a 9 out of 10.
Okay. Alright.
Good performance. Good song. Wasn't bad. I didn't get to hear the music though, but the lyrics did sound good.
Alright. Sir Cheezer, you are up next.
Alright. We'll give it up. Okay. We're going to be singing Meet the Polka from TF2.
Meet the Polka?
Yeah, bro.
Alright. Everyone mute up.
Alright.
Actually, no, I just have to mute here. Alright.
No, I have to mute. No, you don't mute. Because then they can't... Wait, hold on.
Three,
hold on.
Two, one.
Wait, Wait, like Star Wars?
It kept going. To you guys at home, that was probably complete gibberish and nonsense.
So here's the thing: when we start recording on Riverside, because that's what's gonna unfortunately take over this, I'm pretty sure we'll be able to record on Discord, and we'll be able to get a lot better mic quality.
Aren't Discord mics bad, Ivan?
To just plug in a mic. Reb, just plug in a mic.
I don't have a mic.
You don't have a headset?
No.
You don't?
I have headphones.
Okay. Can I hear the rating, please?
Oh, yeah. All right, yeah.
Okay. Nowhere does my scene lost.
All right, anyway.
Okay. So, teaser, like, Rem and BCA, you're getting a 9 out
Dude,
of 10.
Are you doing this so you can just give everybody? Are you gonna give... Hey, guys.
Hey, I know the biggest smoke team is sitting, but you missed that one guy over there.
What is happening? Okay, Mr. Sir Cheezer. Alright, what are you giving?
A 9 out of 10.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right.
Yeah, I'm seeing a trend.
Because you guys are singing, like, some really good songs.
I know, we're singing peak. Mega Man, it's time to see if you're going to keep it up. Okay. What song will you be singing for us?
So the song that I will be singing today is Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Okay. I thought you were a ghost.
No.
Wait, can I...
I was singing something else.
Can I take a guess? Is it because it's in Fortnite?
No, I just like the song.
Okay. No, I'm not sure if I believe that entirely.
Okay, BCA.
All right, Chad.
Don't get the instrumental one, because I'm not usually good with that kind of stuff. I would like the ones with lyrics.
Rise of Lyric?
Oh, Sonic Boom, peak.
Oh, no.
Peak, am I right?
No.
All right, guys, so peak.
This wall tastes like... I forgot what that joke was.
Sit down so that way I can...
No. Hold on. Hold on, chat.
Oh, wait, that... Yeah, that one.
Alright, I got it.
Oh, Morty.
What? Hey, here's a KFC ad.
Oh, remember the KFC thing I sent you guys?
No. And probably don't say it.
Powerful.
Thank
you.
Oh, the basketball one.
Oh.
No, that was genuinely it was a basketball competition thing that they're doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rem, I was scared for a second.
No, it was a competition.
Okay, all right. Okay, Rem and Sir Cheezer, you guys need a mute.
All right.
Okay. So this is my performance of Mr. Brightside by The Killers. Y'all ready? Okay, Sir Cheezer.
Play his soundboard. It was clapping.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine. God, I gotta be down because I want it all. It started out with a kiss. How did it end up like this? It was only a kiss. It was only a kiss. Now I'm falling asleep and she's calling a cab while he's having a smoke and she's taking a drag. Now they're going to bed and my stomach is sick and it's all in my head, but she's touching each stage now. He takes off her dress. Now let me go. Cause I just can't look, it's killing me. And taking control. Jealousy, turning saints into deceased. Turning crucifix lullabies, choking on your alibis. But it's just the price I pay. Destiny is calling me. Open up my eager eyes, cause I'm Mr. Brightside. Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine. Gotta be down because I want it all. It started out with a kiss. How did it end up like this? It was only a kiss. It was only a kiss. Now they're falling asleep and she's calling a cab while he's having a smoke and she's taking a drag. Now they're going to bed and my stomach is sick and it's all in my head, but she's touching it. Change now. He takes off her dress. Now let me go. Cause I just can't look, it's killing me. And taking control. Jealousy, turning saints into deceased. Turning crucifix lullabies. Choking on your alibis, but it's just the price I pay. Destiny is calling me. Open up my eager eyes, cause I'm Mr. Brightside. I never, I never, I never, I
Thank you.
All right.
I'm gonna give it a 9.
I'm gonna. To be honest, yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, I give it a 9 too.
Sir Cheeser, what do you give mine performance?
8.69.
This episode's 169, so that's a reference.
Okay, here's the thing. Sir Cheeser, if that's actually your answer, Mega Man doesn't even get a point. Okay, so with all that,
hold on now.
What?
Sir Cheeser, who are you giving your point to?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, Rem, who's losing?
I'm just gonna go. I'm just gonna assume that it's probably Mega Man. Maybe. Or you. It's not me.
Mega Man gets 2 points, I get 1 point, and Rem gets 1 point. We'll see you all in Criticism Castle. Goodbye. Hello everybody, and welcome to Criticism Castle, a point show. Reviews from you guys all the way down under in the review section below. RemTGM, what are our reviews for today?
Alright, so our reviews for today are... Hold on. Well, I know what they're going to be. They're going to be A, B, and C. I'm just going to put them out. Just going to put that
As
out
always,
there.
As always, pretty sure we have the guest choose. So, Sir Cheeser, A, B, or C?
C for Christian.
Yep. Say goodbye to Mr. Chief.
I don't. Did we do this one? I don't know if we did this one.
What's the title?
It's called "Was Up," and it's by Heavenly Dancer.
I think we did this one.
Choose a different one.
Let's just go with B then.
B for BCA.
Sure.
Sorry
if you hadn't done that one. I feel like
Heavenly Dancer. I'm pretty sure we did your review, but you get a shout out.
Yeah.
Our review for today is titled "I Know a Meme." It entails Obunga, of course, but another do the chippy choppa choppa cat. Thank you, Bacon Hair Boy 9953. However, that second one's not gonna be happening.
Wait, Rem, you don't like chippy?
Because it's not a good meme.
Chippy choppy choppa choppa dooby dooby la la.
That was actually a child singing that song.
Wow, I couldn't tell.
I want to. Every time I hear it, it makes me want to like stick my head against like burning pavement.
Chippy, chippy, chopper, chopper, dooby, dooby, labby, labby. Rem, it's so good.
I genuinely can't tell if you're being sarcastic.
It's so good. It's like the next Skibbity Toilet.
To me, in my opinion, it kind of feels like it's like what the...
Nobody can say worse than Skibbity Toilet.
It's like the Boy Kisser meme for me.
Oh, yeah.
It makes me, like, extremely infuriatingly mad.
Alright, so, Obunga, we still need to do Obunga.
Obunga, we'll do it. We'll do it.
Next episode. We'll try to do it next episode, probably.
Yeah.
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 Maybe.
So, thank you so much, Bacon Hair Boy 995. Was that?
9953.
9953. Is it 5-star?
It is a 5-star review.
For the 5-star review. If you want to be in Criticism Castle next time, make sure to leave a review. 5-star or not, doesn't matter. We just want to hear criticism, like the name implies. Anyway, I've been BCA.
I've been Super Mega Man 10.
And I'm RemTGM.
And thank you all for listening. And thank you all for listening to another episode of Meme Chat Legions. Thank you so much, Sir Cheeser, for joining us on this one.
Thank you.
Big round of applause for you. And we'll see you all later. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.